Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Joined by the voice of the Mavericks and RJ Choppy mentor, Chuck Cooperstein. Good morning, Chuck. How are you?
Good morning, guys. Wasn't a great night last night all the way around, but today's another day.
What is your feeling on the concept of the play-in tournament?
In theory, I hate it because 82 games or 72 games ought to be enough to be able to determine who your top eight teams are and then go play. But in reality, it's become a necessity because there were too many teams who were just not playing at the end of the season. And now you have basically all but five teams playing at the end of the season. There's something riding on it for them. And it has made for incredibly compelling theater coming down the stretch of the season. Now, I'm not sure if going forward that this is the particular format that they should use, that, you know, should they tweak a little bit, and, you know, in case, you know, say the seventh place team or the eighth place team has a significant advantage in record over, you know, a 9 or a 10 or something like that. I'll let smarter people than that figure that out. But in reality, given what exists in the NBA and the seeming never-ending desire for bad teams to tank or non-playoff teams to tank, the fact that there are fewer of them that are actually doing that has led to just some great basketball here at the end of the season.
Is there a team or a matchup that you think looks best for the Mavs? RJ and I would like Denver without Jamal Murray. Is there someone that you are excited about getting in round one?
I wouldn't necessarily say I'm excited because I think regardless of who they play, whether it's Denver or the Clippers, or even Phoenix for that matter, if they wind up falling to the play-in, which I don't think will happen. But, I mean, they're all great teams, and they all do it a bit differently. I watch the Clippers, and beyond the fact that they can shoot the heck out of it, I'm not sure why people are so, you know, all hell bent on suggesting that they've got all this. I think there's something missing there, and I've been all year long. There just doesn't seem to be, everything in place for them. And the Mavericks gave them a hell of a run last year and didn't have Porzingis for half that series. So, indeed, in one of the games that he did play, he got thrown out early in the third quarter, and they couldn't stop him. So I'm not terrified of the Clippers. I'm not terrified of the Nuggets, if only because the Mavericks have shown they can beat both of those teams. Let's go play. Let's see what happens.
Do they have to win a first-round series for it to be a successful season?
I mean, obviously, that was a goal coming into the year. It would certainly show advancement, as opposed to, you know, just sort of laying flat. I think a lot would depend on how the series has played out and how well or how poorly they play in the series. That gives you that determination.
Chuck Cooperstein, voice of the Mavs, joining us here on 105.3 The Fan. All right, KP, it's basically a fight between Bassick and I every single day because he is ready to move on from him, and I look at it like, man, when he's there, they're borderline elite offensively. Where are you now with KP? I know the injuries are frustrating. The team has got to be frustrated by it. But where are you with KP? Like, because if he's there, they're legitimate.
I mean, I'm a fan. And I'm a fan for a lot of reasons. I mean, not the least of which is that he materially changes the geometry of the game with his ability to shoot the ball. And he's shooting the ball better than he's ever shot the ball, which is what you would hope that everyone who's playing with Luka would be able to do. The defense, surprisingly to me, has been somewhat problematic because he was really quite good at defending the rim last year, and has not necessarily been that player this year. And again, I don't know if that's, you know, because of the knee injury and then, you know, the in and out nature of the season. It's just so weird. I mean, I'm certainly not running to give him up. I mean, if somebody makes an offer that Donnie Nelson can't refuse, then, you know, you do what you have to do. But it's got to be that kind of offer. And that includes, you know, a very legitimate NBA player and a very high draft choice that goes along with that.
Chuck, how much do you think they can count on him in the postseason in terms of games played? And what did you make of Cuban's comments, you know, basically saying, you know, they're not best friends. It was kind of like Dirk and Jet, their first years together. Do you think that Luka or the Mavs have faith in Porzingis right now for the postseason?
I mean, you know, he's got to play. I mean, he hasn't been on the floor basically since April 30th, so he's missed 10 of the last 11 games, and it's problematic. It's hard to have faith in someone who isn't playing. But apparently tonight he's going to play, and he's going to, you know, hopefully play these last three games and knock off some rust, kind of like, you know, what Anthony Davis had to go through with the Lakers. And then you get another week off, theoretically, as long as they're not playing in the play-in game, to practice and get healthy, and the team gets right. And I think we saw what happened the last time the Mavericks had a full week off to practice back in February. They wound up with a mini training camp, and they wound up arguably playing their very best basketball of the season, and certainly got it figured out defensively in that time, which was their real problem, you know, prior to the snowstorm. So, I mean, you can only have faith in a guy as long as he plays. They have to believe that he's going to play. And if he does play, they're a better team.
Coop, do you think there's a scenario where they could, you know, really advance in the first round if he only plays maybe 50% of the series games?
I think it would be difficult, you know, especially when you're dealing with Jokic, who's you know, if you're playing Denver, you know, Jokic just had an amazing year and he's going to be the MVP. And obviously, if you're playing the Clippers, and while, you know, you've got the Zubats issue, because Zubats has just owned them, period, regardless of whether Porzingis has played or not. But, you know, at some point you're going to have to be able to score. And, you know, the Clippers can guard you. Denver probably to a lesser degree. But I think it would be very difficult if he played only half the games. But, again, there's no reason to even think in those terms, because it's not like we have any back-to-backs in the playoffs. And as far as I can tell, given what the schedule is, they're going to be on a regular schedule as far as the NBA playoffs are concerned. So basically, you know, the potential of the first round is 7 games in 16 days, and there's no reason for him not to play.
Voice of the Mavs, Chuck Cooperstein here on Sean and RJ. They lose to the Grizz last night. They're the number 6 seed in the West. Portland's the 5. The Lakers are 1 game back as the number 7. Do you think that Luka has a complaining problem? 1 tech away from the automatic suspension. Do you think that if you are RJ Choppy the degenerate, would you be betting on Luka getting one more tech for the postseason? And do you think he's got a complaining problem?
Yes, he does have a complaining problem. No, he will not get a tech. I think he's smart enough to realize, you know, what's at stake. You know, the magic number to clinch 6th is still 2. So, you know, that means it's the Mavericks either have to win 2 games, or they have to have a combination of them and Laker losses, totaling 2. So I just don't see it happening. I think he's got a very good understanding of where he is and what's at stake, and he's going to be on his best behavior to do that. But, you know, this has been going on really since December of 2019. You know, I can remember specifically a game against the Kings where, you know, he knew he was fouled. He missed a shot late. He went nuts after the game. The Mavericks went nuts after the game. And it's kind of picked up from there, you know, with some pockets where he has, he's been pretty quiet. But, you know, he knows he gets hit. He's got the ball in his hands more than anybody else in the league, so he's going to get hit. But bigger guys are officiated differently than smaller guys. There's just no question about it. I don't think it is intentional on the part of the officials, but it's just a fact. And, let alone Luka, look, Shaq was officiated differently. We just saw David Griffin get fined $50,000 as the general manager of the New Orleans Pelicans for trying to defend Zion because he does get fouled. He gets fouled on every play going to the basket, but you're not going to call a foul on every play. So, if you're going to do it, you better pick and choose your spots. But as it relates to the rest of this week, I don't think it's going to happen. And obviously the clock resets when the playoffs start.
What does it reset to? Like, is it, does
seven.
It,
you, on your seventh technical in the playoffs, you would then be suspended for a game.
Okay. Gotcha. Yeah, because, like Tim Duncan never outgrew complaining. Like, it seemed like he complained until his very, very last game.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Rick Barry back in the day, for Golden State, was the worst whiner ever. I mean, never committed a foul in his life. LeBron is kind of that way, too. But, look, it's just a fact of life. They're not going to call 60 fouls in an NBA game. It's just not going to happen. So you've got to be able to deal with it.
Who is your favorite right now in each conference?
Well, that's a great question. Sean, that's a fantastic question. In the West, I'm not really sure that I have a favorite. Although, if you're just putting a gun to my head, I'm probably going to say Utah, just because of their ability to shoot the ball. Donovan Mitchell's getting even though he's been hurt here, he's going to be, as healthy and as fresh as he could possibly be going into the playoffs. They have the right combination of the ability to shoot and the ultimate rim defender in Gobert, who I still think affects the game as much, if not more, than any player in the league. So I'll go with them in the West. And I think Philadelphia's got the best balance in the East. They're the best defensive team in the league. They've got an MVP candidate in Embiid, who I think people should be questioning much more about his availability, the ability to be available, than even with Porzingis. But Doc's done a fantastic job there. And, they've got seemingly the right amount of shooting around Embiid. They play amazing defense. I think, it'll probably be them and Milwaukee in the Eastern Conference Finals, and that'll be seven games of absolute war. Because I don't think Brooklyn's getting out of the second round.
Why don't you think Brooklyn's getting out of the second round?
Because they can't guard anybody. They cannot guard anybody. And, I want to see, Harden, Irving, and Durant all play together. We don't know. How can you know about the Nets' ability to win when they've played seven games together all year? No one knows the answer to that. But given how both Harden and Irving need the ball, Durant needs it less. But, they're so isolation-oriented. There's little, ball movement per se, passes per possession, if you will, that I just don't know how that works against a team like Philadelphia that can really get up into you in the playoffs. And then, defensively, they're abhorrent. I mean, they're terrible at that end of the floor.
Chuck, how much of a factor do you think home court will be this year?
I mean, I think it'll matter. I don't know that it will necessarily be as great, but really over the last couple of years, last year obviously didn't matter, obviously, but 2 years ago, remember in the finals between the Warriors and the Raptors, the road team won five of the six games in that series. So I think everybody's sort of become accustomed that the court is 94 by 50, and yeah, your team, when you're at home, you feel like you're getting a boost from whoever is there. And I do think the games have been different over the last half of the season now that that fans have been in the arena. But unless you're playing in Denver or unless you're playing at Utah, I'm not sure that home court really makes all that much of a difference.
Chuck, we've spent 15 minutes talking about your 1A love, but your 1-1 love is the Florida Gators. fill in the blank here. Tim Tebow on the Jaguars is what?
A publicity stunt. or even better, an Urban Meyer favor. Tim Tebow helped make Urban Meyer. Tim Tebow doesn't want to give up, you know, trying to play professional sports, regardless of what it is. And so Urban is doing him a solid. I mean, look, if Tim Tebow, after not playing football for almost a decade and never having played tight end, is able to beat out people who have been playing football for a decade and playing the specific position, then those people have something wrong with them. So, I look, if Urban wants to do it, what, there are 90 roster spots in training camp? Hey, let him have one of them. Is he going to make the team? I would be absolutely stunned if he did, because I do think Urban Meyer has the Jimmy Johnson mindset of, look, you know, you may have played for me at the University of Miami, you know, back in Jimmy's day, but hey, we're in professional ranks here now. This is an entirely different matter. You know, we're here to win, and we're here to win immediately. And if you can't help me win, then I'm going to have to let you go. And Jimmy was able to do that very easily. I think Urban Meyer will be able to do that too.
Coop, always appreciate it. Have a good call.
Take care, guys. Thanks for having me.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.